It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Okay, inside the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York. Ton of calls coming in. Thanks for holding. Thanks for waiting. Keep it fierce on the fan. Let's get right to it. The Mets win 7-2. They're one win away from going to the NLCS. The Make It Happen Mets. Kevin is in Brooklyn on the fan. Go for it, Kevin.
Hey, yeah, no. I'd just like to say, I feel like a lot of guys are just overlooking the Phillies this season. I think you guys are going straight to the Padres. You guys are paying way too much attention to them. I think you guys have to focus on the next game first before you do anything. Look, Ranger Suarez, he's always locked in during the postseason. And Jose Quintana, like, the Phillies could easily hit him. Like, they could easily get through a game 5 with Zach Wheeler on the mound in Philly. You don't want that as a Mets fan.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. I appreciate the input. Nobody knows anything. I don't think anybody's overlooking anything, but we're celebrating the win. We're living in the fact that the Mets won the game. The Mets are up 2-1. Phillies facing elimination. The Mets are not. The last time I saw Jose Quintana go out there on the mound in an elimination game, pitched very well. I just think that the Mets have all the momentum. And when I watched all three of these Mets games, this series could already be over 3-0 Mets. Outside of some heroics from the Philadelphia Phillies with their backs against the wall, against their own fans, too. Let's see how they go to sleep and come back in that environment tomorrow. Nobody's looking past the Phillies, but the Phillies have to find a way. Ranger Suarez, let's see. Let's see. I don't think anybody's looking past the Phillies. The series is not clinched. I just think these are fans that don't get to enjoy things, don't get to celebrate, right? They don't have a catchy nickname like Red October for when they go to the postseason. Consecutive years in a row. So I think it's simple as that. Dave in New Jersey, next up on the fan. You got it.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. By the way, King giving up a grand slam.
I know. What? Teoscar. I was going to speak on it in a second. That game, these games aren't over. It was a 5-run lead, and just that fast, it's a 1-run game again. Michael King, I spoke too soon. I'm thinking he's going to lock in and not give it up.
Unbelievable. So, look, we all know Alonso, you know, ever since Milwaukee and now with the – he hit three in the last 4 games. But that shot by Winker reminded me of Dave Kingman. It was like 3/4 of the way up the upper deck. It was an absolute – he annihilated the thing.
Yeah, he knew it. He knew it right away. And his pimp job is an all-timer.
It was pretty unbelievable. Real quick. Nola, I don't think he pitched a bad game. He only gave up really the 2 home runs. The key to him is just getting him out of that game because that bullpen is like our bullpen was about 3 months ago. Very unpredictable, not reliable, and you can hit them.
Yeah, he but if you don't back these guys up, like the Phillies didn't score a run until the 8th inning. Nola was hanging. Right through the first 3 innings, only giving up a run, they couldn't score one. They had You know, a couple guys on getting knocks, and it just didn't go their way. And like you said, yeah, they got him out of that game, and the Mets kept tacking on.
Well, and my last point, Manaea, that was, aside from the fact that it's a no-brainer, that was the best game he's pitched as a Met. The key to this game was the sixth inning, man. You got two people on, no one out, 2-0. He whiffs Harper on three straight dirty pitches, a fastball and two sweepers, and then the line-out double play. I mean, that was a money performance, right?
Energy. Right, and that energy is contagious, and it's momentum, and these guys feed off each other, and more, it just makes people believe. Thanks for the call, Dave. Let's continue with the calls. And, yeah, I mean, this baseball postseason has been nuts. You got to just enjoy it. And I hope that Yankee fans are enjoying it as well. In one of my chats, I see some Yankee fans went to Citi Field because they're baseball fans. And I don't know. If you're a Yankee fan going to Citi Field, don't be the guy that shows up with your Yankee hat. But I won't tell you what to do. Try and blend in. But I understand also being just a sports fan in New York and saying, I'm not missing out on that environment. I want to see that with my own eyes. I want to be in there. I might not be rooting for the team necessarily, but like I want to see it. I want to be a part of it. The whole world is watching. And then at the same time, Yankee fans, because we'll get you back on the air, and you can talk about Aaron Judge, and you can talk about Clark Schmidt and Carlos Rodon and everything else. But if you're a Yankee fan, and you're feeling down about the performance of the Yankees last night or even over, you know, the two games, don't make it worse for yourself by hating on the Mets and being mad about their success. Just let it be, bro. Just let it be. Bobby and Belmore back on the Fan. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, what's up, Keith? Since you mentioned the Yankees, before I get to the Mets, 120 his last 18 playoff games since 2020. Batting 140 his last 11 playoff games and going for 2-for-23 his last two series. You have to make a new commercial. Remember the Eli commercial, regular season Eli and playoff Eli? Well, they're going to say the same thing about Judge if he doesn't get his act together. Now, let me get to the Mets. I think I haven't heard a lot of this. JT Martinez, okay, I know he's not playing well, but you got to put him right behind him towards the MVP. I know it sounds crazy because this team was in an abyss. Okay, they were 11 under .500, and this bad guy basically carried the team back to .500, and they were on their way to the playoffs. So you got to give this guy a lot of credit.
I don't know if I'd say MVP.
No, I'm telling you,
runner-up MVP.
I know, but they weren't even been in his position.
No, but I give him some credit. He was a huge part of that team meeting, and he saved the day with some big home runs. They were getting hit, and he hit a home run. Yeah. He had some big moments in the summer that made this team and fan base believe. He obviously tailed off a little bit at the end. But no, all credit to JD Martinez, because when they first celebrated, Carlos Mendoza used his quote. And he said, when JD Martinez chose the Mets, and when they asked him why, he said it's because he's addicted to the postseason. People left. Look where they are now.
He would put them confidence, and for his World Series, fantastic play with the Red Sox. Let me get to one more thing with Diaz. They're not going to be blowing out Team 7-2. They're probably, to me, they're the number one team in the major leagues right now, the way they're playing. But I think that without Diaz, he hasn't pitched well. They're not going to win this thing. If they need him, and if he does not come through for them, I'm not going to say they're going to lose the series.
You need him. You need him to get big outs. But I do question how they're using him.
Well, he had 2 days rest. And now he's going to get another 2 days rest. No, he's actually 1 day rest.
But be in a position where you can call on him to get three outs or maybe four, max five
he
outs.
He pitched well in the seventh inning. He's done that before.
Yeah.
And he hasn't pitched well in those situations. But, you know, everything the manager touches is it turns into diamonds. But, you know, I guess he can't get it right all the time. But I don't think he'll make that error again. I don't think he's going to wait to the top of the order just because they're in the seventh inning. He's not going to make that same. And he got Budo. And hopefully he can pitch well.
David Peterson is going to be ready to face some of the lefties in their lineup. Thanks for the call, Bobby. Let's keep it rolling with Daniel in Morristown.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. You're on.
Right on. I just got to say, this team is electric. I think Manaea was interviewed towards the end of the game after the end of the game, and he was saying how they're all just like big kids. And I think you think back to 86, 2008, 2006, sorry, and 2015, those teams were having fun. I think we're playing with house money and can't even believe we're here today. I was watching the game, what was it, last night or Sunday night with my wife. And when we tied it up in the top of the ninth, couldn't believe it. We're screaming at each other. We just couldn't believe it. And I got to say, Lindor, I was questioning that extension when we first got him to New York, because us fans, us New York fans, can be pretty obnoxious and cutthroat. But, you know, we had a couple, you know, year or two that was a little rough. But this year, he just lit it up. And so thankful for this group of guys. And the playoffs this year have been incredible. So, yeah, thanks for taking my call. Just one.
Thanks for the call, Daniel. Yes, props and credit to Francisco Lindor, who would be the MVP if Major League Baseball wasn't so obsessed with Shohei Ohtani. I know, Ohtani's 50-50. Ohtani's a unicorn. Lindor matured. He grew up in this year, man. Just the fact that he's healthy right now and the scare of the back thing when he came up lame. I think it was in Philadelphia when he slid into second base and kind of moved funny. And, you know, the fact that he was able to shake that off in a couple weeks, and now he's back. He's playing defense. He's hitting. And, I mean, this team survived without him for a little while. The story of this team is ridiculous. Like, I'm not sure where it ends. But the chapters along the way, from, you know, Rhys Hoskins, the 0-5 start, Jorge Lopez, these Dodgers that I'm watching on TV come into Flushing and sweep them. Jorge Lopez throws his glove into the stands. National media thinks he says, you know, I'm on the worst team in the league, and people run with that. These guys call a team meeting, and Jose Iglesias comes out of nowhere with a hit single. Francisco Alvarez comes back after being out for a few weeks. JD Martinez hits some clutch home runs, and they just start to get going after a first pitch from a big purple McDonald's Happy Meal kids character. And it was funny, one of the callers called in and was like, you know, I'm not down with all this Grimace Hawk Tua stuff. I forget that, like, Hawk Tua, man, I was clowning that entire day. That Hawk Tua girl being a part of this is hilarious. But not for nothing, she thought she was going to be tagged as, you know, the person that killed the Mets run. They overcame her, and now she's posting Hawktober and Let's Go Mets, and now she's a part of the Mets success, jumping on the bandwagon.
She'll be back at Citi Field if this run keeps going, I'm telling you. I don't know if she's going to throw out the first pitch, but I guarantee you she will be back in Flushing. That is 1,000%.
Nah, I don't. I would just one and done that. I wouldn't bring her back. I think there's...
Because now, since they're a team of memes, Grimace...
You don't need
the seven line.
Didn't Keith Hernandez throw out the first pitch today? You don't need that now. Your guys.
I'm not saying she's throwing out the first pitch. I am saying she will be at a game if this run continues.
She's making millions off this nonsense. She could pay for a seat.
But she will be shown on TV.
No, I don't think you bring her back. I think they learned their lesson because they did that on Kids Day. I remember saying, in the year that Evan Roberts publishes a book called My Mets Bible, how come we couldn't get Evan to throw out a first pitch? Evan's sitting in here during the game. And he'll be in here during the game tomorrow, too. It's tough. It's tough, Evan. I'm sorry, bro. But this is how it was written. Universe never unconnects. You put out a whole My Mets Bible. Mets make the postseason. You can't even go. I know he went to Philly, but, like, you know he wants to be in his seat where he's watched how many games in Queens? It's tough. Wouldn't be me, I'm calling out. Wouldn't be me. I'd be like, conflict here. See, you know what I told Evan too?
Not feeling well right now. Got a little scratch in the throat.
Postseason time, I always got a scratch in the throat because I'm in there. Let's go, Yankees! MVP. That was discouraging yesterday. Judge's last at bat, people were not chanting MVP. People were like over, and I'm like, fair weather fans. I'm like, pick him up, man. And he could hit a home run right now. You guys are already quitting on the Judge.
But you don't think that them not chanting MVP has a direct correlation with him not swinging the bat well?
No, it does. I'm just like, I'm still optimistic, and I've been calling Judge the silencer because every turn this year he silenced his critics, and I believe he's going to do it again. So I'm still optimistic in his eighth at bat that it, like, now is going to be the time. Whatever. It is what it is. Back to Evan Roberts, how did this year start, right? I said, it's funny that Spike Eskin, our former program manager, our former boss here, this year started with Spike calling Evan saying, you're not supposed to be at opening day. You're supposed to be here. You're supposed to be at work. Remember all that on opening day? And Evan kind of laughing it off like, yeah, whatever, I'm at opening day. I'm like, that's how I feel. I'm like, I've been going to opening day forever. Like, I'm going to opening day. That should be understood. That's a non-negotiable. What are you talking about? And now here we are. Spike is in Citi Field today with the afternoon drive crew at WIP taking an L quietly. Can't tell Evan anything. Evan's not even there. Universe never unconnects. The reality that we live in. 888-808-1019. It's 6-5 Padres over the Dodgers, bottom of the fourth inning. Runner on, Kyle Higashioka at the plate, no outs. Still taking your calls on the Mets. Still going to be on till 12. 11 o'clock, we'll open it up for the Yankee calls now that I started talking a little bit about Judge and whatnot. KM to AM returns right after this.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Okay. Don't take the calls, man. I mean, with all the breaks, I'm sorry I'm keeping you guys waiting. Let's get right to it. You know what we're talking about. It's the Mets. The Mets won 7-2. They're one win away from advancing to the National League Championship. Mike in Connecticut. Go for it, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Keith? How's everything tonight?
Good, good.
What a game. We're driving home now from the game. The place was absolutely electric tonight. The fans showed out for the team. Winker stepped up. Alonso stepped up. I mean, unbelievable. I think we're going to take this in four. I think Suarez is going to get blown up again tomorrow night after the Nationals just blew him up last game. Mm. And I think we got this. I think we're going to take the whole thing.
Good. It's good. It's a good way to be. There's no reason to fear anything. You have the upper hand. You're in your ballpark. All the pressure's on the Phillies, and they haven't shown up this series, even in the game that they were able to win. Like, I've been talking about how I'm like, the Mets, they could have swept them. So maybe it is Mets in four.
It's unbelievable. And bring on the Padres, bring on the Dodgers, whoever it is. I think we got this. You know what I mean? And we'll see the Royals in the World Series, I think. I think the Yankees are in trouble.
Yo, thanks for the call, Mike. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. The Royals have won three postseason games. They beat the Orioles. They won one game against the Yankees where they scored four runs. I think in the Orioles series combined, they scored three runs. I know you Met fans want to get revenge for the Royals beating you in 2015. Let me just pump the brakes on that. Let's just chill with that. Let's see.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What former Met Seth Lugo does in Kansas City, where the Yankees did get to him. They didn't get to him most recently in the Bronx, but they got to him when they faced him in Kansas. He can turn back into Mets Seth Lugo. Judge can silence his critics. And it doesn't have to just be Judge. Juan Soto is on this team. It doesn't have to just be Juan Soto. Jazz Chisholm, Alex Verdugo, Austin Wells, Giancarlo Stanton. Let's see what the Yankee lineup is like. Do the Yankees start to tweak and change things? Is Cabrera back in? Is Birdie going to stay in? Not for nothing. Ball will find you. John Birdie was ready. We'll talk Yankees in the next hour. There's more Mets calls to take. Ed is in Mohegan. Ed, you're on the Fan.
What do you say, Keith? How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
earlier on, you said, let's enjoy the ride. And you're right. We should enjoy the ride. And I'm a Yankee fan. But I, like you said, I'm not a hater. I'm a baseball fan. I want to see the Mets do well. And if they meet in the World Series, I'll worry about that then. But what it made me think about was how similar this Met team is, this 2024 Met team is to the 96 Yankees. And check it out. You got two first-time coaches. Both preceded by Buck Showalter, which I'm sure has been put out there. They got two former Yankees on their team. They have Bader and Seve. The 95 Yankees had Straw and Cone. The Mets have the makings of a core four, in Alvarez, Vientos, Nimmo, and maybe Beatty. I know it's a stretch with Beatty, but still, it could happen. It's very similar. They got two Grizzly veterans.
Why would it be? Sorry, you just threw me off with the Beatty. Why would it be Beatty?
Well, as a core four, I'm comparing them to the
Lindor
core four.
Lindor's not going anywhere for a long time, I guess, because he's not homegrown. I'm like, it's got to be somebody else that's actually, like, Beatty's not playing. He's
I had a hard time coming up with a fourth.
You mean like a homegrown.
Right. Like, who would be the fourth? I mean, Alvarez,
just said, what about Alonzo?
And,
I guess because we don't know if Alonzo's going to be here. That just threw me off. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, well, I put Alonzo on the list, but I compared Alonzo and Lindor to Bernie and Tino because they've been here a little bit longer. Just the similarities. I'm not saying they're the same player.
Parallels. I get it. It's close.
Parallels. And then you have the Yankees had Boggs, and the Mets have J.D. Martinez. You know, so it's just very interesting to see. And I don't think they're, even if they don't make it to the World Series, and I think the way they're playing, there's no reason to think they shouldn't, and it would be great to see a Subway Series too. But I don't think they're going away. I think this team can stick around for a while. You know, they're not going to be like the Marlins in 03 where they just disband and start over again. I think this team, can be around for a long time. And, the longer a team stays together, you got that camaraderie. They play together. I think this could be. I'm not saying it will, but I think it has the makings of a really interesting dynasty, something Mets haven't had for a very long time.
Thanks for the call, Ed. I agree. I welcome it. I want there to be two good teams in New York consistently. And I was talking about this months ago. David Stearns. I thought David Stearns was going to completely destroy what Billy Epler built. He made his own tweaks. He's put his stamp on it for sure. But I'm like, this guy is not here to just like dabble with success. And he's also not here to just have one successful year and then take a step back. I think they have prospects that are going to come up, and they also have the power of Steve Cohen's wallet where, if they wanted a Yamamoto, they're going to go after a Yamamoto. They tried to get Yamamoto. It didn't happen. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there will be somebody that they want in this upcoming winter, this upcoming free agency. Not Juan Soto, though. You don't want him. Ken is in Saddlebrook. Ken, you're on the Fan.
Keith, another magical night at Citi Field. We got a great run going here. I think it's going to continue. The Mets can score runs with the homer. They could string hits together and score runs. They're not like a one-horse pony where they can only do it one way. I think they have an advantage with the pitching. Being left-handed pitching, they have three left-handed starters. A lot of the league is right-handed starters, so they have left-handed power hitters. I think that's an advantage for the Mets in the long run with the left-handed starters. And they're pretty effective when they're going.
Sure.
I think we have a long run going.
I think so, too. And I always say your thoughts become things. The whole baseball world is seeing what Citi Field looked like tonight, the energy in New York. The whole baseball world is seeing, thanks for the call, Ken, the grimace jumping on the subway. That video is viral. The whole baseball world is seeing Pete walking in with a playoff pumpkin. The whole baseball world is seeing OMG and that song getting played over and over again. The gimmicks, they attract the casuals and the outside people, but the actual baseball fans that have been watching this team, this manager, their style of play, how they fight, how they do things, you can see that they're a good team. They've been one of the best teams in baseball. They're one of the better teams still in it. You know, they now that they're going, now that they're hitting home runs, They're putting up a lot of runs. They're finding ways to do it. And I think that's what you're going to need. I'm trying to go to something I had from Anthony DeComo about the scoreless innings, or not scoreless innings, homerless innings. The Mets did not have a homer in their first 26 postseason innings. They've had 7 homers in 23 innings since, including Jesse Winker's solo shot. That was at 6:14, you know, so they're pouring it on now. These guys were road warriors. They get back home. They get comfortable. They're in their own building in front of their own fans. And I think it's going to be a really tough challenge for Ranger Suarez and the Philadelphia Phillies to force a game 5 and make this series go back to Philadelphia. But even if it does, the Mets will be like, got you right where we want you. Another elimination game on the road, backs against the wall, got you right where we want you. Andrew out on Long Island, how you doing? You're on the Fan.
Hey, man, how's it going? So look at what the Mets have just done in the last 2 weeks. Look at what they've done on the road and the season, and just look at the intensity of that and what they've proven over the last 2 weeks.
I have no choice but to look.
And then look how they've been the best team in baseball since June.
I've seen.
But yet, everybody except Big Poppy says they're going to go on, beat the Phillies. They're being called the Cinderella story. And you know who loves that the most? The Mets do. Because they know how good they are.
Yeah.
That's a huge benefit that they're being called the Cinderella story. Because quite honestly, they've been the best team in baseball.
They don't feel like they're playing with house money. They don't feel like they're underdogs. They feel like they're better than everybody that they're facing. They feel like they can come back and win every game. They feel like they've got dogs. They feel like they've got competitors, guys in that locker room. You can tell by the way they swag, by the way they walk around, the way they celebrate. They don't feel like they're a charity case. They don't feel like they're just a good story. They feel like they have the upper hand.
Right, and the Cinderella story label on them, it's like doing them a favor. It takes pressure off of them.
That's it too. Great call, Andrew. Thank you for that. Because what I was saying about the difference, and I didn't go, but I have some Yankee fans that were incognito in the building today. It was more of a fun party environment. Well, yeah, of course, when you have Pete Alonso hitting a home run, Jesse Winker hitting a moonshot, pimping it like that, you can relax, you can breathe. You know, Gleyber Torres gave us that moment in Yankee Stadium, but it was still tense on Saturday. Saturday was a lot of fun. It was back and forth, lead changing, but it was still tense, like, you know, because Judge is not doing it. And then last night in there, it's like the place is ready to roar, but it is not a fun environment because chatter is going around. Oh, here we go again. These guys aren't hitting, man. It's the same old, you know, every time in the postseason. Oh, no. Come on, man. We're hitting the ball. We're hitting it right at guys. Oh, they can't catch a break. Come on. One run. Ah, oh, Rodon came out so hot. Now he gave it away. What was that? And the first couple innings, the guy was electric. Then he unraveled. So, like, that chatter and that energy going around the building, right? I said every time they hit a ball in the air, people yell, ah! And they think it's a home run, and then it's caught, and it's, oh, collective sigh. You know, that energy, the players feel that too. You know, I think there was one of the balls that Judge hit almost to the warning track, and they showed a replay, and obviously I rewatched the game today. I didn't see it in real time in the stadium. But it was like Volpe was almost ready to jump over the dugout and then had a sigh himself when it was caught. Like, Tommy Pham was all over everything out there in right field. So the difference between, quote-unquote, house money, everything being gravy now, not supposed to be here, Cinderella story, right, underdog, really like a faux underdog, your fans not expecting you to be here where, man, this is a bonus, where you're just happy to be hosting a postseason game in the second week of October versus the Yankees, who everybody says this is the year. The Yankees are the one seed. The Yankees have never had a clearer path. If the Yankees don't do it, then shut down the whole franchise. Like, it's way more tense. Ryan is in Kansas City, Missouri, on the Fan in New York City.
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing?
All right, you know, giving the Mets fans their time before I start to open it up for more Yankee talk in the 11 o'clock hour.
I just thought that I would let you guys know out there in New York that I'm seeing tickets in row R, where you can get two seats together, $209 a pop. You could probably fly here cheaper and see the game than you could.
Let me check these flights. Open my Google.
Because my uncle did it a few years back for a Red Sox game. We're talking 12, 13 years ago. But, I mean, it's cheaper for him to come to Kansas City.
Are you a Royals fan, Ryan?
Heck yeah. And I think we got, you know, the Cinderella story and all that stuff.
No. But are you trying to get New Yorkers to come out there and take over your building?
Hey, if it's good for my city, and it pushes them to build a team downtown a few blocks away from my pad. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, they're working on that place over there a little bit, huh? What makes you tune into the Fan tonight? You're rooting for the Mets to meet you in the World Series?
Really nothing more than a lot of the times we all focus on things that don't really matter when we all see things the same way. So, I mean, we're all baseball fans. We're on the station, and I just wanted to kind of spread the love and just say, man, you know, if you can't get a ticket in there in town, come on out here. We've got some good barbecue.
Yeah.
It's real chill.
That
we
power
don't hassle
and light district.
People.
That
yeah,
area.
Man. I live 5 minutes from Power and Light District, and there's like 12 cool blues bars and everything by there. There's a ton the city's got to offer, and I just thought I'd let you guys know, man, I'm seeing seats under $250 and in row R. I mean, I didn't count the letters, but that's not that far back off the field. So.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. In Yankee Stadium, that would be like 100 level, and you're not paying $200 to sit there in the postseason. Thanks for the call, Ryan. 888-808-1019. I'm not going to lie. Saturday before the game, I opened the Odyssey app. I tried to tune into 96.5. I tried to tune into the Fan 660 out there. Like, you know, Odyssey app, you can search Kansas City. They weren't talking about the game. They were talking about college football. They were talking about Patrick Mahomes. I'm like, they don't even care. Like, let me just listen to Beningo. 888-808-1019. We will not be flying out to Kansas City for the game tomorrow.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Far back to pass, takes a deep drop, steps up, looking to his right, and the pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Intercepted by the Giants. Corey Webster got the pick, and he's tackled at the Packer 34.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
City. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, with another 5-hour KM to AM. Before the break, we took a call from Ryan out in Kansas City, Missouri. So I guess we do have some people listening on the free Odyssey app from out there. I mean, for good reason, right? Because if you're a Royals fan, you probably want to hear some conversation around the Yankees. Or if you're a Royals fan who watched the Mets play, you might be listening in for that. Yankee fans, we'll get to it. I was on last night right after the game. I said all of my thoughts and gave my opinions, but I'll give them again in the 11 o'clock hour, and we'll open it up for more conversation about the Yankees, the Jets with Rob Saleh, the Giants. We'll kind of open it up, but let's continue to take these Mets calls as well, and we'll still take Mets calls in the last hour of my show. Another thought I had during the break was, you know, Mets fans, if we start talking Yankees and you want to tune out, just turn to WIP. Turn to the Philly station. Get a feel for how their fans are feeling right now. Go check the temperature of these Red October Phillies fans that just were so sure that their team was built to win the World Series. Still could. Not looking so good right now. 888-808-1019. Josh is in Passaic on The Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good, man. You know, hanging out.
Yeah, we're vibing. What a win by the Mets, Keith. I told you last night, this team always bounces back. And those Phillies fans, they should feel scared because they could have lost that second game also.
Yep.
They were not getting runners in at all tonight. Zero shutout. Mania. Woo.
It's just everything is turning up roses for the Mets fan. I mean, you're, like I said, your ace on the mound, that's the performance you get at home. his first career postseason win. Pete Alonso's the first guy to, like, put a run on the board and, you know, really get the party going. It's good times. I can't hate on it.
Yeah, they're done tomorrow. I cannot see the Phillies coming back and beating the Mets. And it's just very funny, you know, my father's telling me, he doesn't understand it with the Mets. If you look at their team, like the starters, there's nobody officially that's a big name. Obviously, Mania's playing well. The roster is not that great, but yet, you know, they're still like this. And with the Phillies, major hole with them, Keith. If you look at, like, the bottom of the order, those guys don't really do anything. So they could say all they want about their top of the order is Schwarber, but have you seen this bottom of the lineup, Keith?
Of course. I'm watching these
guys barely do anything.
I'm watching these games. They are reliant on Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Nick Castellanos. Like, those guys have to hit and hit home runs, or they're cooked.
And then, Keith, where's your confidence also now in the Yankees right now going into tomorrow?
I'm confident. I mean, it's 1-1. Every series has gone 1-1, and it's baseball. Thanks for the assist, Josh. Appreciate the call. I'll start to talk about what I was talking about last night. It's a series. I think you're nuts if you're quitting on Aaron Judge. He's the MVP. He's eventually going to come through, and if he doesn't, then we'll have that conversation about how terrible he is in the postseason, how we don't care about how many home runs he hits in the regular season. But to quit on the guy after two games, they're going to get on a plane. They already got on the plane. They're going to get into a hotel, and they're going to get back into the routine of what they did for the last 7 months. And I think that's enough to snap these guys back into it a little bit. It is extremely hard with this new playoff format to sit all week, go through workouts in an empty stadium, then boom. Ha! Screaming fans. They're cutting the lights off. High energy. Everybody's going crazy. And turn it on, right? You've been sitting for a week, and then all of a sudden you got to turn it on in front of your fans, who in New York, we make everything harder. Everything is harder in New York, just period. It's the hardest place to make it. It's the hardest place to be successful at anything. That's why I look at these guys, and last night I was saying, like, some of you guys must have never played baseball or any sport. Like, when there's an added level of pressure, it's hard to perform. It's not all of these guys have a slow heartbeat. Not all of these guys can just, like, lock in and be so dialed in that they can forget about the pressure of the moment. But this is it. And the big money guys for the New York Yankees have to perform. Carlos Rodon, you get paid a lot of money. You can't just give us three good innings. Gerrit Cole, you get paid a lot of money. We were able to overcome it, as I've seen them do so many times with Gerrit Cole on the mound. But the Yankees go nowhere without ace Gerrit Cole, without Cy Young Gerrit Cole. They also go nowhere without MVP Aaron Judge. And it doesn't have to be home runs. This guy hits for average. This guy works walks. He's got to do that. He's got to come through. He can't be gifted two runners on and a pitcher who's struggling and is not responding to the environment. And then just strike out and, you know, just continue from where he was Saturday night. I tip my cap to guys like Verdugo. I tip my cap to guys like Jazz Chisholm. They've shown up. They've gotten it done. And all we did was hate on Verdugo. People didn't even want to see him in the lineup. They wanted Dominguez. And his postseason experience has played. Jazz Chisholm talks a lot, but that's his game. That's how he probably stays loose and confident. And you know what? His speed helps. His hitting. Yeah, we need him to be a little bit better at third base, but the Yankees are playing him out of position. It is what it is. I need that bravado. I need that energy. I need guys to have fun. They're too tight. They're too tense. And I believe going to Kauffman, going to Missouri, where there'll be a good amount of Yankee fans because Yankee fans travel, and there's Yankee fans, I'm sure, that live out there. But they'll be away from the pressure of the oohs and ahs and the, you know, just the feeling of, like, all right, like, you know, this fan base is waiting. They were 50-31 on the road. They were better on the road than they were at home. I went to a ton of games this year and watched them lose in the building. The Yankees folded in Yankee Stadium under the pressure of their own fan base. So getting home field is cool and all. Having home field advantage should play. But I think they'll be just fine going to Kansas City. I think they could win the next two games in Kansas City. They also could lose them. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 1 hour to go. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. I'll sprinkle in some more Yankee things for the Yankee universe. Yankee fans call. All Mets fans on the line. The phones have been going crazy. I will try to blow through everybody's calls quickly. Just give me your thought, your question, and let's keep it moving. My show ends in an hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.